Wow, this is huge news. Samsung just officially announced that Samsung Wallet is going to support stablecoins. It feels like a real game changer, finally bridging the gap between our everyday mobile payments and blockchain technology.
It's a fascinating development. Unveiled at their Galaxy Unpacked event, this update effectively transforms the familiar app into a hybrid financial hub. You'll be able to store, send, and receive stablecoins right alongside your credit cards, digital IDs, and loyalty programs.
I love how straightforward that sounds. For those who might be new to the space, stablecoins are basically digital assets pegged to traditional currencies like the US dollar. So you get the price stability of regular cash, but with the lightning-fast efficiency of blockchain.
Exactly. And because these transactions route through decentralized ledgers, Samsung Wallet will completely bypass traditional banking infrastructure. We're talking near-instant settlements in seconds or minutes, rather than waiting the standard 1 to 3 business days.
That's music to my ears, especially for anyone who travels or sends money abroad. This setup basically wipes out those steep intermediary fees for currency conversion and international transfers. Plus, you get seamless cross-border access without ever having to navigate those complicated foreign exchange markets.
It's a very calculated move on Samsung's part. They're strategically capitalizing on the convergence of mainstream cryptocurrency adoption and the growing consumer demand for truly frictionless digital finance.
Instead of waiting for legacy banks to finally modernize, Samsung is taking charge. They're leveraging their massive Galaxy device ecosystem and that rock-solid Knox security platform to really capture early market momentum.
And from a user experience perspective, it's brilliant. The integration consolidates all those fragmented financial tools into one intuitive dashboard. It significantly cuts down on user friction by eliminating the constant need to switch between separate banking apps, crypto exchanges, and payment wallets.
Of course, with great power comes great responsibility. Security and regulatory compliance are definitely going to dictate how this actually rolls out.
Absolutely. Samsung is expected to deploy its hardware-backed Knox encryption, secure private key management, and biometric verification to keep user assets completely protected.
Given the complex regulatory landscape around digital assets, we'll likely see a phased launch. It'll probably start in jurisdictions with clear anti-money laundering and know-your-customer frameworks, then expand globally as those compliance standards mature.
Ultimately, though, this update signals a fundamental shift in the mobile commerce landscape.
I couldn't agree more. By embedding stablecoin functionality directly into a mainstream consumer wallet, Samsung is dramatically lowering the barrier to entry for everyday blockchain adoption.
For the everyday user, it simply means faster, cheaper, and more flexible financial management.
And for the broader industry, it establishes a whole new benchmark. We're looking at smartphones evolving into comprehensive digital finance hubs, effectively bridging legacy banking systems with the decentralized economy. What a time to be alive!